Style. I like it. We're sitting in the middle of a restaurant. It's the only place for media, apparently. Why do you do this to us, Bloomberg? The Qatar
I think it's amazing.
Forum.
You've got chandeliers, you've got marble tables.
We've got an oven right there. We've got some behind the scenes footage for you guys.
As usual, Lumna sent a video when she got here to the media after getting her pass this morning on day two. She checked in and she's like, Rich, this is a joke. It's not like the Web Summit. It's not as fancy. It's not as cool. And like, I arrived, I'm like, this is really fancy. It's got nice, lovely six or seven types of teas, dates, and it looks that marble counter, lots of cookies.
I'm struggling to find water here for me, but okay, well, okay, we'll go with that. Right. No, but you know what? It's been so, so impressive. We've had, we missed it yesterday. It was the first day, but it was invite only. We had the president of Poland. We had politicians from Malaysia. We had the minister here as well.
Oh, no, Indonesia.
And Stephen, what's called Trump's advisor and longtime friend, was on stage today. So many panels, I don't even know where to start. But let's first talk about the atmosphere and give people a little bit of flavor of what's going on. It's very exciting. The panels are really, really insightful. Loads of the nice thing is I saw Will Ahmed, by the way.
We're really trying to cover a lot lately because he's an American Egyptian. Founder and we've been in health tech, it's doing really well. And
because
he's
you're a huge fan, aren't you?
I don't use Luke, but I'm just trying to, like, I just think this region needs more heroes. Like, in football, you've got an Egyptian king playing in Liverpool that we often talk about. Then why aren't we talking about, the Snapchat Reels? Ray Dargan just announced that they were launching in San Francisco, so their first one outside of the region. They did one in Pakistan. They wanted to send it in Dubai for 10 years. And when I discussed it with him, he was saying like, "I'm like, are you going to do it for Arabs?" He said, "Well, I'm actually going to come for immigrants because immigrants, that's going to be their real target audience, you know, in America." And I just think it's really important. It's like that startups and founders. That get that recognition. So it's good that he's here as well.
Absolutely. You know what would be great as well for us to be able to cover that properly in a proper place, but it feels very different to the Web Summit. It's not as properly organized, I would say, but still very exciting. So I saw Will Ahmed just, pass by me in the lobby. I went outside as well, kind of try and look for you, and I saw Stephen Bittoff. And that was the one of the last panels that I attended, and he said overregulation kills markets, and he was criticizing New York, and he was praising Qatar and praising the GCC. And you just saw that as well with the Qatar Investment Authority TWC. Katie Koch was there in the panel as well, and she said it's not enough now just to take the sovereign wealth funds. Money we now have to invest back, and they also want to be partners. So that kind of seems to be the overarching theme, I would say here.
It is an economic forum. So Davos is obviously a renowned economic forum. This one is running a few years. I think it's the second year. Could be wrong. Should have done my research. But it's powered by Bloomberg, and media companies and business media companies do events like this. Bloomberg do one in Singapore. Semaphore now are getting into a lot of these events. So media companies partnering with entities to run events becoming more and more popular. And going through the list of impressive individuals, political and businesses, it is at a higher level. It is more Davos-y than sort of, hey, I'm going to pitch my business sort of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the brilliant thing about it is the access, right? You're waiting outside for your car. You bump into Stephen Bittoff, for example.
This guy's getting a lot of attention.
he's really, he doesn't mince his words. Let's just put it that way. But one other thing that that I have to highlight, the Hamad Swaidi from the Qatar Investment Authority, Qatar's sovereign wealth fund, of course, he sat on stage and he was asked this question. He said, "Do you feel you have more negotiating power now that funding from the West is drying up?" And he said, "Absolutely." And it was just, it was such a cool scene to kind of see them there, you know, sipping on his water. And said, absolutely, we have more negotiating power.
We've got the power. And yeah, yesterday, billionaire Citadel founder Ken Griffin slammed their U.S. president, saying that the hikes and tariffs on Chinese EVs are part of incoherent economic sanctions. So global issues are being discussed here. There are 1,000 delegates expected to come over these 3 days. The theme this year is A World Remade, Navigating the Year of Uncertainty. A lot of people talk about how many, the percentage of the global population that are going to the polls this year. Something like 53%, just about that many whom already have. So there's a lot of things going on here. And our particular interest is to look at the Gulf and look at things like you just said, the sovereign wealth funds, the economic growth, the GDP growth in this region. The GCC is stable, it's aligned, you know, the men's like this, it's attracting a lot of foreign FDI as well.
Exactly, and we had the Minister of Tourism for Qatar and the Minister of Tourism for Saudi sitting side by side, and then the CEO of Accor Hotels, Sebastian, who's always a hoot, to say the least. He's such a character, and they did a panel together. And the Minister of Tourism for Saudi said, it's lovely to be sitting here next to Qatar. We're going to have the unified GCC visa. We're going to attract a lot of people. But again, there seems to be this theme we're not focusing just on the U.S. right now. When asked what markets he was looking to attract, it was Japan, China, Europe, and middle-class India. And then Sebastian also said the GCC is going to be the biggest beneficiary of the rise of middle-class India when it comes to tourism. So
that's fascinating, isn't it? 1.2 billion people, and anything so that come to the Middle East and the Gulf in particular. It's interesting. So we're kind of we're after day two. So tomorrow the session starts at 10 a.m. The first speaker is Omar Ali Ansari. He's the Secretary General of Saudi Research and Development Innovation. And you've got lots of things going on throughout the day.
Your favorite? Well, Ahmed as well at 11 o'clock.
And your favorite, some American political consulting guy that I've liked, even though you've named him three times, I can't remember who he is.
Trump's
guy.
Best friend, yeah.
Where to invest in technology right now? We're $250 billion in assets under management. EWT is one of the largest private equity. Private equity is really having its day in the sun because VC funding has dried up a little bit in EWT, and private equity is...
I would say so, a little bit, because I would be it would be an understatement. So, you know what, I was passing by the smoking area outside, and that's where you get all the gossip, isn't it? So there were these two guys, I'm not going to mention where they were from, but someone said, they were both Westerners, let's put it that way. And one of them said, it's a real jungle out there. Funding is drying up. Everyone is coming here to the region. It's back to the good old days, we're being sarcastic, back to corruption, back to bribery. They said it's going backward almost. It was really...
That's a bit harsh. It is a bit harsh.
Talking about the West, you mean?
Oh, the West has gone backward.
The West. That's what they were saying. That's what I'm saying. There really is a theme.
Okay.
Here.
And tomorrow as well, like after Will Ahmed, and they're talking about AI. So he's on a panel with the co-founder of B Capital and another founder of Incepto Technology. Yeah. They've got an AI panel. After that, I think there's a panel called Venture into Disruption.
Noor Swade is on it from Global Ventures. Such a good speaker,
and
always.
Yeah, it's amazing that she's here. They've been doing really well in their investments. And someone who I've always looked up to ecstasy is Jeffrey Katzenberg, who had kind of a failure with Quibi, but in the media sector, he's now founding partner of Wonder Co as well. And yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to see what people are talking about, and it's nice stuff. Trained journalist, tell everyone what's been spoken in the spoken areas.
But also there's going to be a real estate forum that was announced today as well in one of the panels. So Qatar is obviously, he talked about it a little bit on one of the panels with Stephen Witkoff.
Fourth time. 9 minutes, 44 seconds.
I'm trying to Trying to do my job here too. Okay, no worries.
Do your job and keep it together. When you've got an annoying pest of a co-host. They said,
just get me through this day, Lord. Anyways, Qatar is they had mentioned on stage Qatari officials that Qatar may have seemed slow in its progress in be it events, be it development. He said we wanted to take everyone's criticism in mind and kind of move slower at a more long term. Pace. So that's what they're doing. But apparently,
That was kind of that panel of after the World Cup and say what's happening next. Yeah, vision of the state basically.
That was the one after that, and then just a little bit of a not really gossip, but just my point of view. Right after that, they had someone from IMI, Redburn. Capital.
Gary Cardinale,
yes, but that whole it was kind of funny because that whole panel was the only non-diverse, extremely white panel.
So we've got Jay Cardinale, Brandon Gardner from Vane, Greg Lemaku from MDS Partners. Amanda Chevrolet was supposed to be on it. Was she not on it? Okay, but you meant white as in nothing because she's a female.
No, I meant just completely, it was reverse, all whites panel. Okay, it just stood out because all the other panels were very diverse and diversity has been a theme in today's event.
Did you see Todd Bowley? He's that American guy who owns Chelsea.
Yeah.
Listen to that
one. No, I did not listen to that one, actually.
He's been a bit controversial on how he approached that Chelsea acquisition. I'm trying to turn it around a little bit now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, one really... annoying thing, I would say, which the website also did so much better. After almost every talk and panel, they had Q&A. They had separate kind of conference that allowed journalists to ask questions. And here, nothing, absolutely nothing, no Q&As whatsoever. So that was
Bloomberg have the access. I don't think Smashy Business are getting the access.
Bloomberg, I mean, at least offer us. Should we show them the behind the scenes of where we are sitting? I think
I'm
not.
I'm impressed. That means not
impressive. As
very impressive. Beautiful sea outside. Quite stunning. Everything's gone here.
The view
not
is
lying.
Nice. At least the view is nice.
We've also had a crypto thing because we're next to the kitchen. So fragrance smells
of food. Arlette Dodin as well. She's absolutely brilliant. The co-founder of The Two Oasis. I remember when Arlette first launched that and she was kind of, I wouldn't say the protege, but one of her mentors is Fanny Lindwood.
Yeah.
Shout out, Fanny.
So we,
my favorite.
All her favorites ever. Got the shout out today.
But,
lots and.
First, started out. We,
in Astrolab, same time as Love in Dubai.
Should be the same. Dubai. Same today. So, okay, are you going to just.
No, it's just we were there together.
The Oasis now, are you?
No. Incredible to keep going. And I think anyone who sticks at stuff that's kind of up and down is amazing. Like, because crypto has had about, like, how many rise and falls has crypto has and not you?
You don't have, like, a Russian gene or something because you have a way of, it's kind of like an underlying, it's not really a compliment. It seems like a compliment, what you're saying, but not really. Because where are many ways is it? Where's Love and Dubai? So we got it.
I didn't mean it like that at all. I don't actually know how well, but I know they're still around. And then there's a metaverse event after. So they're fitting in a lot of different things as well.
Yeah.
And then a drone. So you've got crypto, metaverse, and drones back to back tomorrow. And then healthcare.
Education, real estate. I mean, the summit has covered everything.
Let me keep saying summit because it seems like.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Forum, economic forum. I mean, what's not the same is the media area. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
Give us some respect, come on. Anyway, we will see you tomorrow for more updates. And anything to add?
No, I think there's other bigger themes going on. I think we've got a lot of news on Smashy Business this week. There was an interesting sort of, the term like second fees where people take money off the table? Because I thought of it when you mentioned your speeds on today or tomorrow. That she was saying that how one of her investments took money off the table at Tabby, and it's backup capital to money off the table this week with Huffy Finder. So Huffy Finder didn't exit, but they allowed a coffee investor from the US to buy out the percentage shares of Lambo. So this is really interesting. It's kind of secondaries, and it allows VCs in the region to have liquidity moments,
right,
which they can then deploy in other startups, which is quite interesting. Right. It's a problem finder didn't list or they didn't exit. It wasn't an extra round, but it's just money and deals happen in different ways. So I thought that was a fascinating transaction.
It is. And again, liquidity is, and I don't want to keep talking about themes, but liquidity, you know, and funding has really been a big theme in the West. Everyone is coming here to the region, and it's great to see people gathering, you know, big names, prominent people, politicians, businessmen, entrepreneurs. It's just refreshing to see that happening here. In Doha.
Okay, we'll be back again tomorrow.
Tune in.
Bye, guys.